Thousands more Southwest flights canceled. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're doing everything we can to return to a normal operation. And please also hear that I'm truly sorry.
The airline CEO, Bob Jordan, Southwest has canceled 62% of its flights today. 58% are also already scrubbed tomorrow, according to FlightAware. As Southwest tries to recover from the massive winter storm, they make a nightmare for passengers like these in Phoenix.
No flights are leaving for 4 days. They're all booked for 4 days out.
I had a flight canceled, so it's like, and I'm by myself, so I don't really know what to do. And I'm just kind of scrambling, trying to, you know, just try to get home.
The Biden administration says it will hold Southwest accountable.
And the chair of the Senate Committee on Transportation and Aviation Operations, Safety and Security, saying an investigation will be launched into what caused the airline to face those mass cancellations, saying, quote, the problems at Southwest Airlines over the last several days go beyond weather.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. In Buffalo, driving's been a no-no. State and military police enforced a ban so crews can remove all the snow the city got, around 4 feet with drifts much higher from the storm blamed for more than 30 deaths in western New York. Title 42 remains in place, the Trump-era COVID policy that's blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally.
We just have a sigh of relief.
That's Congresswoman-elect Monica Dela Cruz from Texas, one of the states that challenged a court order to end Title 42, fearing an even bigger wave of illegal immigration. The Supreme Court has put the order on hold as it considers the case and has set a hearing for February. President Biden reacted before taking off on a family vacation to St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The court is not going to decide until June, apparently, and in the meantime, we have to enforce it. But I think it's overdue.
The White House earlier renewed its calls for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
That's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Pope Francis is asking Catholics to pray for his predecessor, reporting the Pope Emeritus Benedict is very sick and his conditions worsened. Benedict in 2013 became the first pope in hundreds of years to resign. China continues to ease COVID restrictions in response to mass protests over strict lockdowns and test requirements, despite a surge in cases reportedly in the tens of millions this month.
Chinese people are rushing to online travel agents, eyeing up their first chance to roam abroad for almost 3 years. From January 8th, Beijing will begin assessing passport applications. This creates the possibility of millions traveling overseas to celebrate next month's Lunar New Year holiday. But that itself poses a dilemma. Other nations will have to weigh up the financial benefits brought by wealthy Chinese holidaymakers with the risk of a new wave of coronavirus. China's reopening has led to a surge in new cases. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
More fallout in Michigan, the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer as the Democrat faced strong criticism over her COVID restrictions.
Federal prosecutors said Adam Fox was the leader of a group that plotted to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They showed recordings and posts of his in which he called her a tyrant and said he had trained with weapons to carry out the plot. Two men involved pleaded guilty and cooperated with prosecutors. A jury found two other men involved not guilty, but jurors were hung on charges for Fox and Barry Croft. After a second trial, Fox and Croft were convicted of kidnapping conspiracy and conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Fox's attorney argued he'd lived in the basement of a vacuum repair shop where he once worked, and that FBI agents who infiltrated his group egged him on, though he had no ability to carry out an attack. Croft is being sentenced today. Jessica Thal, Fox News.
And Fox got 16 years in prison. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.